This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Landslide in Rolpa kills 3 people. 10 others still missing. Nepal to prioritize climate justice and mountain agenda at COP31. And WHO says Ebola outbreak in Congo on track to become deadliest ever. Now the news in detail. The death toll from a landslide in Thabang Rural Municipality 5 of Rolpa has reached 3. The latest victim is 71-year-old Mona Rakhipur Magar, whose body was recovered from the incident site, according to the District Police Office Rolpa. Earlier, 18-year-old Santipur Magar and 60-year-old Kamal Bahadurpur Magar had died in the landslide. The landslide also buried the house and cattle shed, leaving 10 people missing. A team led by the chief district officer along with the chiefs of the security agencies has reached the incident site. Security personnel and locals are continuing the search for those still missing. The government has intensified preparations to prioritize climate justice and mountain-related issues at the upcoming UN Climate Conference, COP31. The 31st Conference of Parties under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is scheduled to be held in Turkey from the 9th to 20th of November. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, said Nepal will raise issues including climate justice, climate finance, loss and damage and conservation of mountain regions at the conference. Speaking at a meeting of the National Assembly's Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee yesterday, Minister Chaudhary said Nepal contributes very little to global carbon emission but faces severe impacts of climate change. She said Nepal will seek greater access to climate finance from developed countries to support climate adaptation and reduce the impacts of climate change. Minister Chaudhary said Nepal would pursue collective advocacy with other countries, including through alliances and bilateral meetings on common interests. The government is also planning to form a separate committee to monitor the implementation of Nepal's international climate commitments and the use of resources received for climate action. Sudurpashchim Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Sahai is seeking a vote of confidence from the province assembly today. According to Tara Kumari Joshi, information officer at the province assembly secretariat, Chief Minister Sahai is scheduled to seek the vote during today's meeting of the provincial legislature. He is seeking the vote after the CPN-UML, a coalition partner in the provincial government, withdrew its support on the 15th of July. Under the constitutional provision, a chief minister must secure a vote of confidence or resign within 13 days of a coalition partner withdrawing its support. A meeting of the National Assembly is underway at Simhadarbar. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Kotak Raj Podel, is scheduled to table the bill on domestic air carrier liability, seeking its consideration from the National Assembly. The National Vigilance Centre has addressed 72% of the complaints it received in the last fiscal year. According to its annual report submitted to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the centre received a total of 2,137 complaints during the fiscal year. The centre, which is marking its 25th year of establishment, monitors public officials to ensure accountability and compliance with the code of conduct. It also handles complaints related to corruption and irregularities. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has demanded the immediate release of senior journalist and Janasta Weekly editor Kishore Shrestha. The FNJ condemned Shrestha's arrest from his residence by Kathmandu police last night, saying it was against press freedom and freedom of expression. Meanwhile, Nepal police said Shrestha was arrested after obtaining a court order in connection with a complaint related to personal privacy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is on track to become the deadliest outbreak of the disease ever recorded, according to the World Health Organization. The BBC cited WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as saying the 2026 outbreak at its current pace could surpass the 2014 to 2016 Ebola outbreak, which killed at least 11,000 people. The current outbreak, officially declared on the 15th of May, had so far recorded at least 4,300 cases and more than 2,000 deaths. The WHO says it hopes to bring transmission under control within 3 months, although this would not mean the complete end of the outbreak. Health officials believe the outbreak actually began in February, about 3 months before it was officially declared. The virus was initially misdiagnosed as malaria or typhoid. The outbreak is caused by the rare Bontevigous species of Ebola, which has previously caused only 2 known outbreaks in 2007 and 2012. New research by Save the Children shows that nearly 1 in 10 children under the age of 5 in Afghanistan is suffering from acute malnutrition. Al Jazeera cited the aid agency as saying child malnutrition is worsening as essential health services are being forced to close due to a lack of funding. According to UN figures cited by Save the Children, acute malnutrition levels worsened in 2/3 of Afghanistan's provinces in the second quarter of 2026 compared with the same period last year. The agency warned that the situation is continuing to worsen rather than stabilizing. The Intercept and the non-profit Freedom of the Press Foundation have filed a federal lawsuit against U.S. President Donald Trump, seeking to block his social media service from selling advance access to his posts. According to the BBC, the lawsuit argues that the subscription service could restrict public access to information of public interest, including potentially market-moving government announcements. The groups say the plan violates constitutional protections for freedom of the press and equal access to presidential announcements. They also argue that charging people for access to government information could violate the Fifth Amendment. The lawsuit names Trump, White House aide Natalie Harp, and Deputy Chief of Staff Daniel Scavino. Now to general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition in most parts of the country today. Some hilly and mountainous parts of Kushi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumbini provinces and a few places in Karnali and Sudipasim provinces will receive light to moderate rainfall today. Likewise, some places in mountainous region will witness light to moderate rainfall coupled with thunder and lightning. The monsoon winds are currently affecting the entire country, with the monsoon trough positioned around its normal locations. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the division has warned that heavy rainfall could increase the risk of floods, landslides and soil erosion. It has urged public in vulnerable areas to remain alert and take necessary precautions. Heavy rain may also affect daily activities, agriculture, health services, tourism and transportation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslide in Rolpa kills 3 people, 10 others still missing. Nepal to prioritize climate justice and mountain agenda at COP31. And WHO says Ebola outbreak in Congo on track to become deadliest ever. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.